This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
I feel like I'm in second grade asking this question of the group, but what's your favorite color? Do you really have a favorite color? I have a favorite color. My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Wait a second.
What?
That was from The Simpsons, one of the weird little kids. Like, my cat's breath smells like cat food. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Nice. So we have the same color, then we're automatically best friends? Or
there's,
how does that
there's
work?
A psychology test out there. God, somebody used to work here made me take like a color test. I forget. I gotta find my results of that.
Like if you're colorblind or
what? No, it was like a thing, and it told you what your colors meant, and it told you somehow.
Not like your aura, though, right?
Can you see auras? Do you feel like you can see auras?
No.
When I was young, I could.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm jealous.
You can see other people's auras or
yes.
Your aura?
Other people's. I know that sounds strange, and you don't believe in this stuff,
right?
But like. In this room right now, if I could see anybody's, it would be Erin's, but I really can't because she's up against, there's a white wall behind mm-hmm. her. There's too much noise in the background behind you. There's drapes and brown and glass and TVs. Like, but if somebody was up against a white wall, I thought it was so strange when I was little. Like, just one day I was saying to somebody, I was like, ooh, your blue is flaring. And they were like, what?
Oh, you would tell them.
I only told one person that, and then it was like, and then
they punched
keep
you.
Keep it
then,
to yourself.
Yeah.
No, and then I lost it.
Oh.
The ability?
I think so. It's just when enough people tell you that that's not a real thing, you're like, oh, I guess I don't.
Yeah.
See
did
that.
You lose it, or did you consciously go, I guess I'm not paying attention to that anymore?
Do you think? I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
I think you just go like, well, that's not a real thing, so I must be making this up.
You can't do it now, though.
I'm really concentrating. No.
I don't know why, but I feel like I have a yellow one.
A yellow aura?
Is that today or like all the time?
All the time.
Yellow.
Mm. I don't know what it means. I just feel yellow.
Huh. I would think Steve just emanates just almost like a pig pen amount of...
We can all see that.
Oh, you guys can? Yeah. Go.
I'll give you that.
Anyway. It's about your favorite color, not what color your aura is or what color. I just don't know what my favorite color is.
Yeah. I've had a hard time with favorite colors, too, because I feel like I'll speak for all the boys here. It's just blue. When you're growing up, it's like, what's your favorite color? Blue. Blue.
What's
it's
your
like,
favorite number? Seven.
Seven.
Everybody's favorite number was seven when I was growing up.
14 was about...
I know, because you're such a narcissist, you picked your birthday.
Yeah.
And I've always felt like... I never, when people used to ask me my favorite number, I never, for some reason in my head, I thought nine was the limit. I thought it had to be your favorite number. To me, single digit number. But yeah. I mean, 14's still a number, idiot.
Do you ever wish you could just like, relive your childhood and just get another crack at it?
Kind of, now that you say it. Like, is that weird?
You would do
like,
better,
what was your favorite number growing up?
I'm a narcissist, so one, because I was born on the first. So
I did not have one.
You didn't have a favorite number?
No, I still don't have one.
What? We got to get you a favorite. Everyone has a favorite.
Something just like.
No.
Do you have a favorite time?
No.
Oh my God, 12:34. You just got to just love 12:34.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, okay.
Aaron, do you ever wish you could go back and take another note?
Yep. Okay. Anyway, I will stop with the tangents. When I think about favorite color, I'm in agreement with TIAC. Like growing up, everybody I knew, every boy was number 7 and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Blue. Because
all the cool kids, there's blue.
Yes.
No, all the cool kids chose purple.
Purple?
Ooh. Yeah.
For what? Barney?
No.
Purple's.
It's a sign of royalty.
It is?
It is.
You've already looked at the chart,
haven't
you?
I have not.
Oh, let me look. Purple, 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 purple.
I see it. If the purple color, if your purple is your favorite, you value harmony and peace and are generally helpful and sympathetic. So it's not Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, are we gonna ask each other our favorite colors and read our answers, or are we gonna read the answers and try to figure out who's what color? Because yeah, we just ruled purple out for Steve.
Yeah, that don't fit that one.
Because it also
at all.
Says you're unique and witty.
Yeah. Like a slight purple, like a grapele then.
You're a grapele.
I'm a grapele.
Lavender? You're kind of a violet. Okay, so, but if you ask me right now what my favorite color
black
is.
Black nailed you.
I would have to say black just because that's what I mostly wear.
Right, yeah. I don't know if it's your
but
favorite,
not,
but.
Like, it's not a, I don't, I'm doing the same thing I did with numbers. I don't think black's a color.
Or white, right?
Well, white is the presence of all colors.
That's
black
true.
Is
that's
the absence
is.
Of all color. Let's, and let, almost everybody gets that wrong.
Let's tackle it this way. Let's say you were going to go out and buy a brand new guitar.
Black.
Wood, trying to think of.
Wood. I mean, if it was guitar, I'd
it'd be
wood.
A wood. Yeah, okay. A wood.
The strap for the guitar.
Yeah. What color?
No. It would be black. Like almost everything, because I wouldn't. You don't want people to see the strap, and you're probably wearing black.
Sunglasses. Oh,
yeah.
Black.
But
silver.
Car. You didn't go with a black car.
But I had a. I was gonna buy a white car.
But you were.
I was gonna buy the white Tesla with a white interior.
They didn't have that available, so you got stuck.
So
they
I just bought one
you.
Off of Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is,
you can do anything online now.
I don't know that white is a, like, I don't think white's my favorite color. I don't like to wear white. Remember we did a white party one time?
Yeah, poorly.
It was not the greatest.
No.
Like, it was when Diddy and everybody was doing those white parties.
So
and then we just did,
have a...
we had one. We had fashion show and stuff. But like, you and I just look like Fantasy Island rejects.
You threw a dingy yellow party.
Well, Steve smoked, right? So he's just like, he comes in like, yeah. It's not off-white we're going for. Okay, so if I, so I'll just be black. What is black? Does anybody have it handy?
You're mysterious and collected. You're also intelligent and value power and control in life, which gives you independent, leader-like qualities.
Boom.
Aye, aye.
Do you... I agree with most of it. I don't think I'm mysterious or collected.
Yeah, we can throw those two out. But after that, everything else.
Like,
you walk through life with confidence and purpose, often have a sophisticated...
I don't think I'm confident at all.
Or elegant sense of style, but you're considered...
I buy clothes off of Amazon, you guys.
Yeah, you're considered to be dependable and responsible, but tend to be reserved when it comes to sharing your personal life with others.
Wait, that
are
you
is
still
true.
Reading me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
really?
All you.
Okay.
Most of it nailed you, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to stick with black. But here's the problem with this room. Right now I look around, only TIAC is wearing a color that isn't black.
Oh.
But does that mean, does our fashion choice mean
no.
That's our favorite color?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird for me because it's like as a total, I don't really do colors. I do like the black and white, just neutrals. But I don't know that it's my favorite color.
I know what color I think you are, and I wanna ask you and disagree with you.
Okay.
I wanna guess like Aaron's color, and we're gonna do Steve's color as well. We know that I'm dependable, mysterious, I'm approachable. We're gonna find out what the rest of the people in this room are. Next.
Slacker and Steve.
We're all in second grade. We're figuring out what our favorite colors are. Turns out I'm black. And
well, it's
just...
actually pretty sad because second graders do know what their favorite colors
truth.
Are, and we have a hard time figuring it out.
But I think you started to ask me a question, Aaron, that was like, if I went out to buy a guitar, what color would I buy? And the answer was immediately black. So I think that's probably right. If you were heading out to buy, like Steve, you have a red Jeep and a black car.
I think cars don't work in this scenario.
And okay. I bought that my nephew, so he picked out the color of the Jeep.
So
what about
yeah.
like coasters?
Right.
coasters?
Yeah. What color would you want?
Well, he never sets the drink down long enough to need one.
Who is a coaster?
What's this coaster doing here?
It has to be something general.
But I'm gonna match the coaster to my decor of my
It's gonna be black, gray, or white.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think
of
when.
You guys are boring.
I know. All right. So Steve, what's your color?
I wear a lot of black, but T Hack nailed it. Growing up, it's always been blue.
Okay. It says you're soothing and soft.
Boom.
Have you felt his hands?
Yeah.
What about Steve? If you're listening right soothing. Now, when you hear the word soothing.
Soft. Okay. Here. High five me.
No. No. You're likely to have a strong need for inner peace.
What does that mean?
Not you.
Okay.
Somebody who would practice yoga.
It gets better. You what? Also tend to be creative and imaginative, possessing artistic aptitude and creative expression.
Now that's nailing me big time.
Oh my God,
boom,
none of
boom,
this is
boom.
You. You're compassionate, patient, and faithful.
What the hell's that mean?
None of those are you. It's like this thing is
some
wrong.
Of it no, is mixed in. Yep.
It's like, oh my God. It's like you and being a Sagittarius. It's like you're an outdoorsy and you're
active.
None of this is, no. I'm going to figure out what color you actually are.
Okay.
But it's not that one.
It's blue, nailed me.
I think you're brown. Safe, comfortable, steady, simplistic lifestyle, safety, yeah. Security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're brown.
You're accused. It's like an accusation.
No, I want you to hear the way I'm saying brown. You know what you are, Steve?
I'm brown.
Brown.
Okay, whatever.
Aaron, what are you?
I'm torn between two colors, green and yellow.
Green nails you, I think.
Why? What about it? Because she's hopeful, peaceful?
Green represents balance, hope, and peace. If your favorite color is green, you're usually gentle and sincere, as well as down to earth. People whose favorite color is green are very loyal, supportive, and making them the best of friends.
Green.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. yellow, you're like cheerful and optimistic. I don't know if you've met you in the last couple months.
I think that's why I'm torn. I'm grasping onto it, but
Your yellow is withering on the vine. You're a breath of fresh air. You're caring, warm, considerate. Nope, 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 nope.
Yeah, it's green.
All those. All right. Yeah, your yellow is shriveled. You're on your way to brown right now. Yeah, I think you're definitely green.
Now, I know which one fits T-Hack, but I don't know his favorite color, though.
Ooh, okay. I'll say whichever one.
When I think of T-Hack, it's the way when he walks into this room, wearing different clothes, because he's basically boiled it down to the capsule wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's got the same colors of pants and shirts, and he's like a garanimal. He can literally just walk into his closet and go blindly grab any shirt and any pant and throw them together.
That's true.
And then he just throws on a pair of dope shoes on the bottom.
Boom.
Thanks. It doesn't look like I do it blindly, though, right? It looks
a
like,
little.
Okay. Well, back to the drawing board.
No,
there's something, because you're on the right track, but there's something specifically when it comes to his shoes, when he picks this one color of shoes that just, it pops more.
Red?
Pink.
Pink. He wore
that
pink.
Is exactly the color that I was going to pick.
That was yesterday. You wore flesh-colored and pink ones. Why
and he wears a dusty, like the shirt that he's wearing right now, I don't know where he gets them from, but they're like built out of tent material. It's a shirt I could never wear because I need shirts really thin. He likes
the
a t-shirt
coarser,
that he can wear it forever.
It's
whatever.
Stiffer.
That
thick.
Shirt looks so oppressively heavy to me.
It's thick with two C's.
I know. It's like, it's way too much, but it looks so good on you.
Thank
this
you.
One is what? Is this, because I can't tell if that's got a green hue or
it's
if it's
grayish green, yeah.
bluish.
It's supposed to be gray, yeah.
Okay.
I actually, because I'm wearing green pants with it, I had to ask my wife if they were the same color because I don't differentiate that well between colors.
Do you understand why we think you do it blindly?
Yeah. As I speak, it's, yeah.
But yeah, like when you wear Dusty Rose.
Okay.
Yeah, dusty.
Pink.
That's
okay.
a good.
Is
so
pink, you think pink is my
the
color?
The shoes you wore yesterday were.
Yeah.
They were sandstone. It was the actual
okay.
the color
pink.
On the box. Yeah.
They were a little pinkish hue. There were two different colors.
Okay, so what's pink?
You're warm and approachable.
Yep.
I hate complimenting him, but he kind of is.
He is.
Yeah.
He puts others' needs before his own, and he's romantic and affectionate.
Damn it, he nails it.
Tell me who gives a better back rub than T-Hack.
Oh, I wouldn't know that.
Line up.
You turn a blind eye to violence and desire safety and security.
Ooh, I do. I do. Wow. I gotta start wearing more pink.
He's too innocent for this world. He's charming, kind, gentle. He's delicate and can be hurt easily.
Oh, come on. Go on.
He wears his heart on his sleeve. We're at 4700 South Syracuse. And Tiak will give you a foot rub if you stop by in the next 15 minutes.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So there's a story out about how to demystify dinner dates. And we've got a few tips on ways to demystify a dinner date. But Steve has so much umbrage with one of the points
on
here.
Yes, you should too.
I have umbrage with you.
No. Direct the umbrage towards this.
No, I am overwhelmingly umbraged.
But once I explain...
So one of the things they say... is to not order your steak well done. 59% of people say they judge their date by how they order their meat.
First of all, can we stop there? I've never even thought to do that. Have you guys judge someone by the...
No.
What?
Oh.
What? Mind your own business.
Yeah, it's my meat. Why are you judging on if I'm well done?
Or... Quit judging my meat.
I'm going to judge all of it.
Thank you, Aaron, because I needed the female voice to be the next thing that was heard after all that. You guys, it goes to who you are as a person.
What does that mean?
It says something about you as a person. It's the exact same thing. You ordering a steak too well done is exactly the same as you asking for A1.
Okay, I agree with you on that.
Agree with me on that? Oh, yeah, so it's delicious.
You want to taste the meat.
Right.
Don't disguise the meat.
Right, and don't disguise the meat with too much burn. You have ruined what makes the steak good. They have dry-aged the steak, and you're cooking every ounce of their months of work out of it. So if you're going to eat a piece of meat well done, then get chicken. Because chicken is supposed to be cooked.
Okay, now let me explain why this happens. I swear, every steakhouse from Ted's Montana Grill to what's all...
Here's the thing. You're really proving yourself to be a connoisseur. Can you name
really know
two
some
more?
Steakhouses.
Name two more places. There's not a Morton's over where you're pointing anymore. It doesn't exist anymore.
The list goes on and on.
There's a lot. Let me pull up my Googler. I know you were surrounded by them. Name them.
Well, there was that other one, the triple eagle one.
Double eagle, but that's not the name of it.
Well, it's, yeah.
What's it called, Steve?
Anyway, so we're surrounded by this. But I swear, okay, I had Ted's Montana Grill. I went to just pick up
this
some.
This is really strange, because did you have it last night?
I did.
I had it last night.
What are you doing? You're copying my nights.
Aww.
You have to go.
I needed to charge my car. And there's a charger out at
Ted's, so you go.
There's a charger out kind of by the airport hotels, like where, but not the airport hotels on Tower, but the airport hotels on 40th by the Aloft.
Oh, I know
and,
where you're at. Okay.
Stuff. Applebee's. I didn't realize there was an Outback there. Oh, look, the name of another steakhouse.
Oops. There's an Apple.
There's
That's
an Applebee's. There's an Outback. There's a Uno's. Has anybody ever eaten at Uno's?
Yeah.
Is it good? I know the owner. Look, I'm Slacker.
Oh my God, I'm gonna thump you. Do you really know the owner? Is it like what is it? Is it pizza?
I haven't been there in years. So I couldn't tell you.
So you don't even know what it is?
No.
Uno used to be that thick, deep dish pizza. They used to sell them in Targets.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, frozen.
But it says Chicago
style.
But it says grill. I think it says Chicago
style
grill.
I feel like they went through a little bit of a change. Oh. They were known for the pizza.
You should call
and they
the
probably
owner.
You text the owner real quick while we discuss this. We're going to get back to steak in a minute.
Oh,
so
yeah.
My kids wanted to go, but I had made like pizzas the night before. So I was like, there's a charger like at 40th and what at a hotel out there. There's a Tesla supercharger.
Nice.
So I hit there and I'm like, I got to find a restaurant that I can grab some to go from real quick. And I'm like, oh, Ted's is right there.
Yep.
And then I realized there's an Uno's and I'm like, I think it's pizza. So I didn't want to get it.
Oh.
But and Applebee's just kind of...
What?
And I don't know. And Outback, I haven't had Outback in forever.
There's another steakhouse.
It is another steakhouse. Anyway, we're going to find out what Uno's is all about, if it's worth my to-go dollars. But what are you saying with... You're saying in the massiveness of the steakhouse world...
Yep.
There's a variance in what
medium
looks like?
Inconsistent. Everyone's different.
Not true.
Everyone is different.
Exactly the same.
I feel like
not.
There's a solid scale... That 100%. Everyone abides by.
What is medium?
Yeah.
Pink on the inside. Yeah, you do the Steve's pointing to his hand, but you don't know what to do with your
You're
hand.
Right. I know there's something going on.
If you hold
on.
Your hand up and touch the fleshy part of your hand between your thumb and your index finger, that yep. right there, that is a raw steak that you're touching. If you touch your thumb to your first finger, that is a medium rare steak. If you touch your thumb to your middle finger, it's a little more medium. And then you touch it to your third finger, that's medium well. You touch it to your pinky, you have ruined that steak.
Right.
Feel how hard that steak is. So when you're cooking a steak, you touch it with your finger and you're like, you know how, by the squishiness, how cooked it is.
Perfect. So I've been eating at Ted's lately. That's the steakhouse. And dude, when I go, I need it.
It's a Montana grill.
You're right.
I'm not going all the way to steakhouse on Ted's.
They have steak.
Okay.
And I always get medium rare. But dude, it's always like a millimeter thick of brown and then just solid pink the rest
That's
of the way.
That's what medium rare is.
Well, so then I went, what's the next one up?
Medium.
Then the same thing. I went all the way up to make it well done. It's still pink. It's
There's
just all
no
pink.
Way it's
yes.
pink.
So then I'll go
well done.
Then I'll go to a different steakhouse. Their well done is different from medium.
Well
just
done
everyone.
Should have no pink. Zero pink. I have to at
Ted's because their well done still has a lot of pink in it. So I'll carve the brown out.
Are you agreeing with him?
I am, yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm a well done guy. Yeah.
You're so dumb. You guys
why is it, especially if you're on a date, why are you judging what they're ordering?
Because I can't be with someone who doesn't know how to eat food right.
What do you mean?
It's like going to a sushi place and go, I want it all cooked. No, you don't. That's why you're here. They flew that crap on an airplane so it would be good. You're like, no, just cook it for me. Okay. You're ruining it. You're saying you know more than the chef.
Would you finish the meal and then not go on a second
date? I doubt
date?
I'd finish the meal. I don't even know if I'd, like, if I heard you ordering it that way, I might excuse myself.
What?
And go
ever?
Order an angel shot from the bartender and be escorted out of there. Dude, are you insane?
No, that's the way I have. I don't want so much pink, and I have to go say well done for it to get to be right.
You Midwestern boys. Just...
you're ruining it.
I feel like the medium rare to medium, like, it does get a little... It's vague.
It's not
those in between ones are vague. They know rare and they know well done.
Yes, that's
and then
all
in between,
they know.
Do you know what I order? I order what's called rare plus.
That why even get it? They don't even cook it.
They're gonna fly it all this way, and you're not gonna let them cook it.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think you won that.
The owner.
No, if you do the voice, you don't know that.
Slacker and Steve.
Guys, I hate to bring this up again, but I'm thinking about doing drugs.
Okay, no.
Yeah!
You're always just thinking about it. It's like the worst part of it.
Well, first off. Erin is standing and pacing around the studio because she needs drugs.
Yeah,
she's a caffeine withdrawal. Is that?
Yeah.
Why are you stopping again?
Because it's gotten so bad. Like I can't go a single day without multiple cups of coffee.
Right. Ask Steve what it's like to not smoke, or Tiag what it's like to not eat sorry, I don't want to out everybody.
that's rude.
Me to not touch myself. Whatever it is.
Count me in for that, too. As long as we're throwing
all
it
all right, show hands on the touching.
I'm slacking.
I can only show one hand right now.
I don't want to touch
it.
Oh,
my God. But so, like... I'm going to tell you this. I recently had a coffee experience that I think I want. Like, do you know how much caffeine is in the nitro cold brew at Starbucks?
I don't.
Because I just went to a place called free endorsement for Lost Coffee. I asked for a nitro cold brew. And they were like, how big? And I was like, do you have like a Homer bucket? Like, do you have, what's the biggest thing? Because I was burnt out. And they were like, are you drinking it here? And I was like, well, why? They asked if I've ever had it before, and I was like, what is going on? They're like, this is more than we should be allowed to give you. And then they wanted to watch me drink it to make sure I didn't have heart palpitations.
What the hell?
Oh, my goodness. See, I'm trying to not end up like you.
Do you want this? You have
I do want it, though. I want to try it.
Are you sure it wasn't some sort of prank amongst the workers? Like, we want to watch you drink this, bro.
I'm going to tell you, I accomplished more after I had that than I have in a long time. I was very angry. Everybody, I became Steve behind the wheel. Like, I could see what people were thinking about doing, and it pissed me off. I And like legitimately,
you were that
I became it was exactly. Weird because I'm like, I know they don't have their signal on, but in two blocks they're coming over. Yep. And I'm not letting them. Like everything made me so angry.
Wow.
And that's why, so I'm thinking that maybe I can never do I know you've done everything. Is that what meth is like? Is that what coke is like? Is that what?
Yes, you're constantly wanting to be doing something. Your legs are nim nim.
But are you mad?
Yeah, you get on edge. I would with cocaine because you
have not doing an endorsement for drugs. By the way, I don't want anybody to think that we're like glamorizing or anything. So you're like you're lunging for the radio, like they're saying you're good. They're bad. Drugs bad.
Yeah,
certain drugs bad.
Yeah,
but like.
The problem I would get irritated with cocaine is because you got to do a line every four damn minutes just to keep going.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah, so it's annoying. Meth, you do one line, you're done for the weekend, baby. I just let it roll. Rephrase.
Oh my God!
That's close to an endorsement without being one. Without being one, it was not.
My best friend's in Castle Rock.
Oh my God! It's the Dakotas have the good stuff, right? Because there's nothing to do up there
except farmers cook it up in their tubs. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know.
Is farmer meth better than Castle Rock?
It can be.
Discerning tastes want to know. They're Michelin chefs.
Methylene chefs.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna say. Whatever the Lost Coffee Nitro Brew is got, I would like for you.
You just don't
like the flavor of it, but because you've done all these other drugs,
yeah.
I'd like you to just
okay.
I'd like compare. You to hit a Homer bucket worth of this, okay, well. And see how long you want to play Yahtzee for.
Can I have the nice? That's what we did when we played meth. That's all you got to do. Something
play so meth. Yahtzee.
We did meth. Well, play. Never
I know.
Mind.
I understood okay, it. I speak yeah. the meth talk. Yeah. The one I'm wanting to try, and there's another study out about it. Psychedelics. Could be good for everybody in this room to give up the things we just admitted we were doing at the very beginning.
Like doing shrooms or
doing psilocybin, they're saying could help you stop smoking, maybe help me.
Gives you some sort of epiphany moment, maybe.
What's what Aaron Rodgers does? Aaron Rodgers has admitted, like the quarterback from the Packers, but everybody knows him because he dated Shailene, our local famous chick. She's from here, right?
I don't know.
They were living here, I thought.
Yeah,
they were living here.
I don't know if she's from here, though.
Oh, okay.
Shailene Woodley, right?
Woodley, yeah. The not Hunger Games. She's in the knockoff.
Yes.
Divergent.
Yes.
That's the knockoff.
Well, oh my God, dystopian dramas with girls as the hero are like working. So it's like, there's like 40 of them now. It's like divergently, insurrectionly. Sorry, my dog's in the studio. Oh. It could be the caffeine like making me mad. But you've done these. Have you ever had... an epiphany. Have you ever had that moment where...
doing his hallucinogens, yes.
But then... But seems
did
like...
Did it work?
It doesn't seem like it stuck. That's the thing that I don't understand. It's like... Because I've heard it's like ego death. Like whatever... Like the things that you don't like about you, you discover why they're there and like maybe you can get rid of them.
Kinda, yeah. And I see that. But you got to be able to remember it. Then you end up just laughing about it. And you're totally space on
and then
what
you're
the
just
hell.
Playing Yahtzee on math.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put it on my five.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We've got to help somebody with their problem. Apparently, when the going got tough, her boyfriend got going.
Oh, no.
Then when it got easy, he's back.
What?
That's what I was told. Huh? I'm not sure how the going got tough. Let's find out together. Beth?
Yay.
We're here to help, so tell us your story.
Yeah, basically, I just need some relationship advice, so I'm sorry, I'm so embarrassed. A couple of weeks ago, my period was late, right? So I told my boyfriend, Jason, and then after that conversation, I didn't hear from him for a week. Ooh. Like, he totally ghosted me.
Yeah. Do you what is the nature of your relationship? Are you daily talkers? You obviously you don't live together, but like you talk
right.
multiple times a day.
We usually at least talk like once a day, at least. Like,
okay.
You know, sometimes it's not incessant, but just to be like, hey, how are you? How was your day?
Do you FaceTime before bed or anything? Do that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he wanted to give you your space. You know, to absorb.
Oh, Steve.
What? What?
Oh, my God.
Maybe,
spoken.
But...
Like.
It's a lot to take
the
in.
The true commitment phobe. Oh, he did it
for her, yeah.
You're right, Steve.
She's about to become a mom. She thought she was going to be a mom.
Yeah, so he was giving her the space.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you think that's what was happening, Beth?
So I'm not really sure because then, so like I didn't hear from him at all, right? Mm-hmm. And then my period finally came. So I texted him to let him know. And then immediately, all of a sudden, he's like back like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, so you're back on. Have you seen each other?
We've only talked. I haven't seen him in person yet.
Okay.
Because now, like after this, like I'm not really sure if I should stay with him. You know, like so when I asked him, like, hey, where did you go? He was like, oh, I just got busy. Like, I didn't mean to ghost you. So.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure what to do.
We'll probably have a few more questions, but let me just throw the phone number in here. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
Now, have you guys, like, discussed, let's say you happen to get pregnant, Beth, or what are you going to do after that? Or you guys ever talked about getting serious with kids or...
Well, no. Like, neither of us are really, like, in that spot yet, I would say.
Oh, okay.
And so we haven't talked about it. And like I said, I'm a little annoyed because obviously this happened. And I've been trying to bring it up to him. And he'll do anything but talk about it. Like, he's been super sweet. He's been, like, you know, planning. He's like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do X, Y, and Z. He sent me flowers. So part of me is like, oh, my goodness, like, I'm getting, you know, I'm, like, falling in love with him all over again.
Wow.
You won't talk about it.
You do love him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel torn.
I know this is a lighthearted show, but this has got a little tinge of seriousness on the subject.
Yeah.
Most people don't talk about, oh, my God, if you got pregnant when we raised the kid or whatever, and you... On the flip side of that coin, you also don't talk about, hey, if we were to have an accidental pregnancy, what are your thoughts on taking that to term versus terminating?
Good point.
So if you obviously didn't have that talk either, so he doesn't know your stand on that issue, nor do you know his.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So it sounds like there's some grown-up talks coming no matter what.
A lot of gray areas out there.
Right.
Definitely. And then to make things more complicated, just like another layer.
Okay.
So both of our parents, like both of our sets of parents have become like really good friends.
Oh, for the love.
What?
Yeah. Like they'll make plans together without even mentioning it to me or Jason. Like they're like super entwined now. So now I'm worried, like even if we talk about it, what, you know, however it turns out, if I end up like wanting to break up with him, like it would be really,
you're breaking up your parents' friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're going to take sides and it's.
Yep.
Do you in your heart of hearts believe that Jason was busy, or do you think that he's one of those dudes that's not good in a foxhole? Like when crap gets hard.
I mean, I want to believe he was busy, but my gut tells me he was scared.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like you were probably, both of you were.
Maybe I don't believe him.
It's a normal reaction to be scared, but like if you know your sig other is scared and they're the one actually going through the thing.
Instead of giving her time to process.
Don't you dare.
Maybe reached out.
You're going to have to stop saying that. You're going to. Beth, why don't. Yeah.
Real quick. Now what you said that your period was late. I thought you're supposed to wait a while, or I thought there's supposed to be a certain amount of time. You just don't blurt that because that caused this whole thing.
I don't know.
Well, so I think it's kind of different for every person who gets a period, you know, like I'm usually like clockwork with me. Like I have a friend who it's like, maybe it'll be around this time.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
I know people.
It can be a little bit late, but for me, it's like clockwork.
It's like
I've known people in my life that are, you could set a watch to it. It's 28 days and 1 second.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Boom.
So, wow.
Like I did wait a week before I said anything. And then of course, then it was another week and I didn't hear from
him. A weird thing and completely off topic, but were you sick recently? Because I have heard that COVID, there have been people whose who are like Beth, it doesn't matter why you were late, mm-hmm. but if you're a clockwork person and you got COVID, it could have kicked your cycle back a week.
Oh, wow.
It's weird.
No, fortunately, I've been super lucky. I got COVID like once right at the very beginning.
Okay.
Wow.
So like I'm lucky. I've been healthy.
So you just had a freak, you didn't miscount. You were just late a full week, huh?
So Beth, you processed all this. Now he's hopefully he's next, and maybe we can get you.
I thought we agreed you weren't going to do that anymore.
Well, no, it sounds like she's got a grip on her her side of it now.
Yeah. You should probably call and thank him for the time that he gave you.
I wasn't gonna go.
I understand why you wouldn't have.
I almost had a bit of a heart attack because, of course, I don't hear from him. So I'm like, oh, my God, he's bailing. And then
he definitely bailed.
You know.
But, I mean, maybe he learned his lesson now. Maybe he'll start taking a little responsibility. I don't know what. Hang on.
And have less. He had a busy week there. He needs to. You know, like,
but you have a busy week when you think your girlfriend is pregnant.
Spread his over.
That's the week you need to make yourself available, especially if you don't like if you're not communicating with her and she could decide to keep the kid. And guess what? You just got an 18-year long bill.
Oh,
like,
and
should be communicating pretty hard at that point and having some tough conversations.
Oh, like so if he would stay there and like invest some time and talk about it, maybe she would think about doing the other thing then.
Well, sure. Maybe they could have made whatever decisions together, but instead, he's the dude who cuts and runs. That is, I feel like you're not being sincere when you say, I want to give him and you the benefit of the doubt, but that felt like cut and run. That didn't feel like have some time to process. Because you know what you say if you want somebody to have some time to process? You say something like, I'm going to give you some time to process.
That sounds like it would help.
As opposed to just
ghosting that.
Dial tone.
But it's like we all process things differently in a way. Like he's a guy.
You're this guy. If you had a pregnancy scare, there'd be a little like cartoon cutout of your shape running through walls.
Right after I asked, is it mine?
Oh, what? You definitely do
why
not
can't
ask
he
that.
Ask? Why
because
not?
Because unless you have pretty definitive, at least circumstantial evidence that she's entertaining other lovers, you should shut your pie hole.
Okay, and then someone once told me that in this instance, he needs to stay with her until he finds out it's not his, right?
If you're sleeping with her, it's reasonable to assume it's your baby.
Yeah.
Unless you're with somebody who's, it's reasonable to assume it's not.
Or things could, health-wise, could...
If he knows he's been cut or he knows his sperm count is low, then maybe you can make assumptions. But I mean, these guys sound like young, virile people who made a mistake.
Haven't had talks.
Didn't have a goalie.
Didn't have conversations yet.
And here they were in a Prego scare, and he showed his true colors. His true colors are when the going gets tough, we don't know where Jason is.
Because she can't run.
How you running from your own belly?
Yeah, and she... But he is young, and you know how
if
young
people... If you don't stop making excuses for this fool, is he a friend of yours?
No.
What are you doing? Like, are you getting text messages from Jason going, also say...
Ask if it's
process!
Mine.
Need more process time! What are you doing, man?
I'm just not being the devil's
Jason,
advocate.
If you're the one texting in at 51059 right now, I'm coming after you. Okay.
What she could have handled it better, like announcing that she's a little bit.
Are you done?
Okay.
If you try to make him the victim even one more second, I can tell by your face you're gonna do it. Stop.
I'm done.
All right. Beth thought she was pregnant. Turns out she's not. But for that week she was in doubt, her boyfriend was a ghost. Unfortunately, their parents are friends, so breaking up isn't just as easy as bye.
Right.
And she does love him. So
yes.
Any advice you have for her would be welcomed at 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
We're trying to help Beth out. Yeah. She just had herself a little pregnancy scare with her boyfriend Jason, who she loves.
Yes, she is in love with him. Problem is, he took either he was on vacation. She forgot he was on vacation for a week. Or no, he disappeared.
It appears that he got scared, which of course he did. So was she. But no return text, no nothing.
Nothing.
Then she texted him, was like, "Oh, I'm no longer late. I got my monthly visitor."
He's like, "Hey, you want to hook up?" Or
yeah, now he's just back.
Like nothing.
And actually better. Like he's buying her flowers. He's actually being a great boyfriend right now. And she's like,
"So what's, yeah.
What does, she wants to know what she should do. Steven?
Yai.
Yai.
What advice do you have for Beth?
Yeah.
Dump him.
Wow.
Well, first, I don't care how busy you are, a 30-second text message, "Hey, I'm busy," you know, quick to send. Also, a potential kid should take priority in how busy you are. I don't really care. So dump him, girl. I don't care.
Would you explain why? I mean, that you're just a terrible person in a foxhole? Like, you clearly can't handle the slightest. What if I had a cancer scare? Mm-hmm. Like, would you stop returning my calls then? I mean, this guy just, I don't want to take Steve. Go ahead.
The thing is, like, I don't care how scared he got. Like, she's the one dealing with it, too. It is really showing your true colors that, like, hey, this is kind of a big thing. He really should have said how he felt. Like, if he can't, even if he was scared, he should have told that to her. If he can't communicate that to her, that's a really big, that's the reddest flag of red flags.
He just assumed she had. Oh. You got this? Okay, good.
Plus, yeah,
I was this close to starting to take your side a little bit on this, Steve. Thank you for bringing me back to reality.
What?
And have me go like,
no.
Yeah, you don't want to be over here on this side of the
what?
Fence.
What?
I'm just saying. Javier?
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
So here's my 10 cents. Pregnancies are touchy because the woman has had a couple weeks to process her pregnancy in her head. You can't expect a guy to hear you're going to be a father and know what the rest of your life is going to be like in those first 3 seconds and then be judged on those first 3 seconds that you learned that. The guy's got to have some time to process that. You know, you can't expect him to be a perfect person that can analyze a situation that's going to be for the next potentially 18 years.
Well said.
Of his life.
Oh my God.
Ahead of him in 3 seconds. I mean, there's got to be a full conversation with the doctor. I mean, they would have to go together if they suspect about it, and then maybe have a conversation about it then after. But you cannot spring it on somebody and then expect them to be ready for the next 18 years of their lives in the first 20 seconds of the mentality.
All I'm saying is, Javier, you're right. He needed some time to process. I get that. But then you know what you got to do as a grown-ass man who had the ability? Like, if you're going to do all the things that can get a woman pregnant, then you better be man enough to handle what happens if you did it.
Boom.
So you need time to process? I get it. Then you just return her text and say, "No, that's a lot. Can I have some time?" But, like, to go dark, to not answer at all, now,
that's part of my language.
Your phone is breaking up on us really bad, Javier, but like,
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Yeah, processing and the whole, I know. It
has You've heard one word what? That was in your argument, and now,
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
No. Did I get it right?
Yeah,
kind of. Oh, yay. I'm relating. Slacker.
I don't want to be in this room.
Nar, Slacker.
Nar? What? You don't even know what it means.
It means no in a very long Australian accent kind of way, some sort
so
of.
So use it in a sentence.
Nar, I'm not going there.
There's a like a people are talking about the words that Gen Z, the slang words that they're using.
Yeah.
And Steve's trying to work them into his everyday.
He's doing pretty well.
No, he's not.
Hey, I be bussing. Buss it.
Does okay. that work? Does
okay, hold
Z,
on.
Can he, first off, I be bussing?
Yeah.
I be bussing.
No,
what does
like,
that mean?
It means everything. I'm cool. I'm awesome. I rock it.
No.
I be bussin'.
Can you bussin' say tables. I be bussin' about yourself?
Not typically, no.
You what? Would say it about something else, right?
Like, yeah. Like the food we had at a party was bussin'.
Well, tell me I'm buzzin'. Bussin', then.
Yeah.
I can't
it, yeah.
You're buzzing.
No! What? Okay. But why can't you just say it's cool? Like, yeah. I understand that words change. I do get that. Like, when we were young, it was like gnarly and like, ugh, all these stupid. I'm trying to think of this.
Did you guys really used to say gnarly, gnarly? And stuff like that? Like,
yeah. Gnarly was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, how do you stop, though?
Because then you people start looking at you like he's one of them. It's like that, you know, invasion of the body snatchers. Yes. It was like, like, we used to say, gag me with a spoon. Legit said that. It's not just a thing from Alicia Silverstone.
No.
Like, the way she talked and whatever. What is that?
The way we
yes, we talked like that.
Yeah, that was our lingo. That's
that was not bussing.
It was like, gnar bussing. We say that. But,
I think it was sus.
But I do. Is that another
That's
one?
Another
yeah.
one.
Yeah, suspect. But I don't have time to say sus. I've already wasted too much explain. Just
can
sus.
I just say that one of my biggest pet peeves in my life.
An ick?
What is that?
An ick. When something gives you an ick.
So
the, yeah, this
his
is,
sus gives me an ick.
Sure.
Oh my god. Mm. How would I say that? Is like ick? Or would I
no,
say
no, no.
that sus gives me an ick?
You would say like just that's an ick.
That's an ick.
It slays. Okay. Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay.
I just want to explain a thing. I shouldn't explain this to this room. Can you leave the room, Steve? Because when you find out something bothers me, you won't stop.
What?
What? Like that.
I protect you.
What?
I stop other people.
What?
I stop other people.
What? My father, I don't remember when it started. I was an adolescent. Decided, I don't remember what word got abbreviated in our vernacular, in the like gnarly, gag me with a spoon thing, but he adopted it. I can't remember what the word was, but it was something we shortened. He decided that at that point, he could abbreviate any word he wanted to. So he would be like sus. Like there are certain words, you gotta say suspect or suspicious.
Vicious,
that's
yeah.
sus. That's not a word. It's not a shortenable, like whatever. Yeah. So I remember him. I specifically remember this conversation. He's like, Mike, which I hate, hand me the calc. And I'm like, what?
The calc?
He wanted a calculator. And I'm like,
oh.
You don't get to abbreviate.
Right, yeah, I know, right? It just doesn't.
Like, go get the vac. The what? Vacuum.
Oh.
You can't just start to, you can say shop vac.
Yes.
But that's a specific thing.
Okay.
You can't abbreviate
vac
any word you want.
Or
and these dumb little Z whippersnappers are like, that's sus. That's. That's not.
I disag.
You like that? Like that?
That's not a word! And you, that's not a real thing, is it?
No, I don't know.
Steve, a few minutes ago, though, before we went on the air, besides saying no bussin' over and over, I heard you say, what's the cap thing? He kept saying something.
Oh, yeah,
cap.
No cap.
Yeah, no cap,
cap
man.
What is... Dude, you stop. Here's why you can't do it.
Why?
Because you're boomer showing.
No,
because you put a man on the end. Like, no cap, man.
Oh, dang it. I thought it was...
You say no cap.
I thought it was hipper.
I hear Noah say no cap, but I don't know what it means. It's like... Cap to me is like
Cap is a lie. I don't know why.
I don't
Cap
either.
Is not a lie. But what is how
if
is
something's
cap a lie?
Cap, that means you're capping, you're lying. But if it's no cap, I'm saying like I'm not lying.
Here's what I all I'm trying to say is cap is replacing lie. Cap is three letters. Lie is three letters. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Why are you taking the time?
Yeah.
Because then you're going to be in a conversation with a boomer and be like, no cap. He's going to be like, what? Well, no, it actually means lie. He's like, why didn't you say lie? And I'm like, you're in this 10-minute conversation when you could have just said the thing that is mutually agreed to,
yes, there
which is
the
lie.
I'm on your side. Say less.
If that's a thing, I'm going to thump you in the face.
I'm out of here.
Slacker and Steve.
Steve is really confused on friendship right now, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I don't have many friends. I'm never looking to make new friends. But as men, we pick friends differently than women pick friends. We pick friends that are just based on one characteristic, and that's if they're fun or not. We don't care if they're trustworthy or honest. Or it depends if you're going to help bury a body. Got it. But most of the number one thing we look for as guys is dudes as if you're fun or funny. Or what kind of value you bring to me? What can you do for me in this relationship?
That doesn't feel like a friendship. That seems
business. I base all my I pull credit scores. And if they extra points checks. If they own something.
what they can do for you.
I think I kind of agree. And I think because guys, we have friends, but then we have buddies. And you're talking about buddies.
Okay.
Like you have maybe, like you said, the bury a body friend.
Yep.
But we have tons of buddies. It's like, I don't know where you live. I might not even know your last name. I might not know your real name. We've met from whatever. We met at the bar or you worked at the place and we're buddies. So yeah. We get
good
a pizza,
point.
Play some video games, go home. I don't need to trust you. I don't need to confide in you. Or
but have you ever heard the, I'm going to slaughter it, but it's basically it's the mantra, you are the product of your five closest friends. So if you have five...
Is that for women or men and men?
Everybody.
Oh, I thought it was
so
just...
if you have five buddies, five like super fun keg stand cokehead buddies, chances are you're a loser.
I'm a loser for picking those people to be associated with.
No, that's all you... Like, you need friends that are better than you.
That's what a mate is for.
Raise you up.
No, that's what a girlfriend boyfriend is for. Your friends, our job is to poise to get your career to do. No, that's maybe girlfriends.
I don't
with girls.
I don't know, man. Because like,
do you care about Chad's career? Your friend Chad.
Yes, my buddy Chad.
Your buddy Chad.
And so do I, for the record.
It's so funny when somebody meets him. He's like, hey, I'm Chad. He's like, I'm my buddy Chad. They're like, oh my gosh, you're my buddy Chad. It's so stupid.
Do you know his job title?
He's a medical device salesman.
That sounds a little vaguer than what his real title would probably be.
I believe that's his actual title. I know the company he works for.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Because I have a bunch of friends, I would call them close friends that I've known since kindergarten, and we get back together every once in a while, and it's great to see them, but had we not have gone to kindergarten, elementary, middle school, high school together, I don't think we'd be friends if we met today, but we are very close, and
good
I trust point. Them, and I'm close, like all those things, but there's something to what Steve is saying. It's like, it doesn't, all those things don't matter. Like those are they're my guys and they're just going to be my guys for the rest of my life, no matter how different we all become.
Yep. That's a good point too. And I think with women, I think it's totally a different ballgame.
What do you think it is?
I don't
think
since
you know the mind of women.
I do. And
before Aaron gets a chance to answer, why don't we tell Aaron what she thinks?
Well, she's mad.
You see, Aaron, when your gender goes,
do you think they go for
anything
honesty?
But fun? Fun is the last thing. They go for. They have to be able to confide in that person.
So that
they have
would
to
be
trust that person.
Trusting.
Trustworthiness.
Yes, because they're going to confide in each other.
Are you talking about friends that we were to make now at this age, or like what Tiak was saying, the friends that we have had throughout childhood to now?
Good question, and that matters too, doesn't it?
Well, because it's tough, because I think I'm not necessarily looking, I don't know, I'm not looking for friends, but...
It's not
I
a priority.
Just,
if it happens, it happens.
But I wouldn't, the funnest dude on the planet is not going to be my friend if I can't trust him.
Yeah.
If I can't trust him around my stuff or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, trust may not be number one, but it's up there
for sure.
At this stage of my life.
If we're like in a bar just hanging out, if I'm not hanging out with a guy at my house all the time, I don't know.
I'm just saying, Like, just if all I ever do is see you at the bar, then we're not really friends.
We're
acquaintances, or we're
with a common.
Yeah, but guys, that's mess all with each other all the time. That's part. I think part of being a friend with a guy is you're messing with them and you're yeah. pranking them, or you're annoying them. You're doing all, like, that's how us insecure men show love. Don't you get that?
I do get it. You please don't have to get all over here. My God, dude. But I can't say that fun. I think if you weren't fun, you're not going to get a second look, but that's not. So I think you're right. I think men go fun first.
It might
but
not
I
be
think
the right
honesty
thing.
And trustworthiness might not are be the smart thing neck to do. And neck.
Okay.
Because if you don't have that, then we're never going to be anything more than, I'm not going to let you in my house.
But we still have fun. We still have that superficial fun.
We still go to the
fun.
Bar and do
sure.
shots.
Yeah, and all
but
that.
But we go to the dollar store, but we're not
but
like,
that's all guys usually really need, though, right?
But so now use your divine intellect towards women. What do women, is it, do you think it's trust first?
Yes,
or is it,
by far it's trust, and fun is like one of the last. Yeah, because fun is there.
Yeah,
but
women just
if
are.
If I trust you, we're going to have fun.
Okay. I just think you guys do it more on emotional level than the guys do on a superficial, like, physical level in a way. You guys, you have to personality. It's got to be. I don't know.
Like, you're claiming, you're making it seem like women don't have fun.
Yeah.
We just have dumb fun, but women have just as much fun. They're just not dumb about it.
Okay, that's a good
and
point.
And we can be, so.
Right, but you guys aren't going to have a fart contest, whereas T-Hack and Steve and their friends are.
Okay, and that's true. I just think you guys, it's on an emotional level, it's way different, and you have a hard time trusting each other because you're women. Because
let's
you're always
just go through the room and count how many friends we each have, because I can almost guarantee that I at least have a couple more than you. I still don't have a lot. I'm going to be honest.
I don't have that many close friends, but I have more than a handful.
Okay.
Buddies.
No,
or friends.
Friends.
Friends. Okay.
Friends.
And
friends.
Then a ton of buddies.
I don't think I have a ton of buddies because I don't have time for buddies. Okay. I don't need, like, buddies. What are buddies good for? I don't understand what a buddy's good for.
Let me ask you this real quick.
For a good time.
Let's say, but I can have a good time with my friends.
Let's say you and Chad had a falling out and you're no longer friends. Do you look to replace him? Okay, I gotta have another friend.
So, I mean, we've got Chad, we've got Josh, we've got Mark, we've got, like, I've got
Ben.
A roster.
Yeah.
Ben. Yeah, I mean, they're just
one after the other.
It's just like a Pez dispenser. So I just, I've got a Rolodex. I'm like,
I think I know your friends better than mine.
Aaron's slowly but surely stealing all of my friends.
Yeah.
The answer to your question, according to relationship experts, the number one trait is somebody who listens. They don't care about trust, fun. People just want someone to hear them.
That's selfish. And that's sad. You're bankrupt then. You're such a bankrupt person. The only person I have to have friends and hope they listen to when I whine and complain about stuff. That's.
But you pride yourself on that being the number one thing about you.
What? Oh, as a listener?
Yes!
I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
I never thought it would come to this, but it's here.
Are you being serious?
I'm
now?
Being totally serious. I'm calling Aaron out for animal abuse.
The universe just, like, kind of real humbled me lately.
What the hell? What?
If you don't know Aaron, she is the person that everyone uses as a house sitter / dog sitter.
Mm-hmm. She's a pro.
She's watched Moxie.
Yeah.
She's watched my dogs.
Yeah.
Yes. She's watching my
knew,
buddy
though.
Chad's dog.
Oh, so now you're farming her out to even. Now.
I didn't farm her out. I didn't farm her out. This is part of Aaron, like, horning her way into all my friendships. So Aaron got a new dog.
Oh, you did? Oh, because you're the one, Pat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. What'd you get?
She didn't know she was getting another dog.
Right. I was okay with kind of waiting a little bit longer until we got a new dog because we're doing some home renovations. But I got home last night and I, like, walked out of the garage into the living room. I see this braided thing on the floor and I'm like, that's weird. And I'm still looking at it, but I continue to walk and I look up and there's just beady eyes staring at
me.
I was like, who the heck are you? Like, what are you doing in my house? But I've renamed her. I've gotten her a lot of
I'm sorry,
toys.
Sorry, you see what she just did there? You see what
she
just did? She
has a nice
did.
Purple bed that
see what
she
she's trying to do? Yeah. She's trying to skip over something that is real bad. This is not a puppy.
She's four. She has had a litter.
So she's an established dog. Okay. This is 4 years old. Four times seven is?
28 years old.
That's a 28-year-old.
She's like my age almost. Yes. She's, well, no, almost the same age as you.
Yeah.
So it's a 28-year-old dog named Chloe.
But the thing is...
Don't say, but the thing is, Aaron. But the thing is... That is a 28-year-old dog named Chloe.
She's been named Chloe for maybe a week, because that's how long she's been in the shelter.
Not true. She's been... She was named...
She came from Texas. She might have had another family. Nope. I don't know. Maybe she was found somewhere. Nope. She's been Chloe
her name
for
is Chloe.
A week.
Nope.
No, it is Waffles. That's what
you
her tag
cannot.
Says.
First
her
off...
Her tag says Waffles.
Steve and I use the word Waffles as our safe word.
Yeah,
so
now
then,
you're screwed. Okay.
Everything's getting weird. The more times you say it, the more I want to back down.
Yeah, Waffles. Now a dog's coming in. No.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant less.
Wait, how'd the dog get in your house to begin with?
My mom. She's been like secretly visiting her at the Foothills Animal Rescue
Knowing
Center.
That she was going to do this for you behind your back.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you... That's sweet.
It's sweet, but...
Endearing, but she's pushing you too fast.
Yeah.
You can't say no now.
No. Like I said, I've already bought her all the toys.
But you even like the... Do you even,
I do. She's very sweet.
Okay, Jennifer, listen to me. What I want...
See what you did there.
We can't just change your name in the middle of the show, Jennifer?
No, Stuart.
Jennifer? Can we, Jennifer? Can we start calling you something else, Jen? You like Jen or Jennifer? Which one you like? Yeah. Jenny? Which one do you
want
to be?
I want to strangle you.
I know you do. But the deal is, you're not allowed to change this dog's
name.
Yes,
you can.
No, you're not.
What was Moxie's name?
Ha!
She was a newborn puppy.
Doesn't matter.
Named after Chamomile.
There you go.
She never responded to it because it's like a...
Well, she's not responding to Chloe, but she responds to Waffles.
No, she doesn't.
Poor dog's hungry.
Okay. Jen, I'm dead serious.
She's actually... She's kind of looking
up at me. Come here, Jen.
She's cocking her head to the side a little.
I don't...
So it's been around for a year. This is an older dog. This has been around the block.
No, she's 4.
Yeah, but when you see this dog, when she sent the picture, it's like, and she's like, her name is Chloe. I'm like, yay. She sent me another picture.
She doesn't look like Chloe.
She looks like a Chloe.
No,
who doesn't look like a Chloe? What's a Chloe
Waffles.
Look like? Stop calling it Waffles. That's not a dog name.
Yes, it is.
That's a food.
No.
You don't name your dog a food. Because, like, what if you're having waffles and the dog's going to be confused?
Then I'll make her a waffle.
No, you can't waffle a waffle. What? Tell me.
Technically, I was always told that once the name of a dog has been established, it gets confusing.
Has been established.
But Erin's a professional with dogs, so I acquiesce to her judgment.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Tim?
What?
Slacker and Steve.
All right, so here's what we want to do. We want you to say naughty things on the air.
Yes, actually. But not so naughty.
So we want you to say the things you say instead of the naughty things. Like, I had to learn this. As anybody who knows me outside of radio, I have probably the worst mouth of anybody on the face of planet Earth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. We can agree. Yeah.
Okay, this is where, you know, sometimes I pull you guys aside and go, you don't, like, reassure me enough. This is where I didn't want the reassurance.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is where...
I don't see any fault in what you said, though.
Do you curse a lot, Hack?
I don't really. I do, but I curse like just a normal amount, I think.
Like if you're walking through your living room and catch your pinky toe on the leg of your coffee table or whatever.
Yeah.
What happens?
I will curse then, probably. Yeah.
You'll drop the F bomb or the S bomb.
Well,
what are you dropping?
If I'm alone, because now I have.
So you can control it.
I can, yeah. Because if I have my son there, then I have to say something else. Or I have to just...
Like?
Or just do like a...
So I don't have any choice. Even with children, like I could be carrying a child. And I'm like, I say the mother of all.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I've tried to teach myself to not do that.
Yeah, I did it once driving. Got a little road ragey and forgot my son was in the back.
Yikes.
I dropped the
F-U?
Yeah, the bad one. Wow. The F word. Yeah.
So this is what we want to do.
It's his favorite now. So
it is. He's like,
no, don't say that fudge word. Yeah. Just say the actual word.
For some reason, I was on Instagram today, and there was some video of this mom having her kid say dump truck. And even when she said it real slow, went dump truck. And he would say dumb truck. Every single time. Like, dump. And you're like, but like dump truck could be one of the things we're looking for you to call in with. Like, is that something? I remember when I was young, we would say fire truck instead of the F word.
Fire truck.
Fire, yeah.
Because like, if you take out the ireter, it's...
it's what again?
It's the...
the 27th letter, ireter.
Ireter. Did you not have these things when you were growing up? My parents wouldn't let me curse, so we would say like... Son of a biscuit.
No, those are too cute. Then it loses. You got to have still to be hard.
But when you're little, like that's what we, or your parents, like this is what we're looking. Didn't you say?
Nowadays, as an adult, if tech screws me over, or I can't figure out tech, then I'll just throw out everything I can for like the next 10 minutes.
What was the one you were saying just before I went on the air? Because I used to say, no, it was one. This clean.
Son of a.
No, it was clean.
I had a clean.
Cheese. Cheese and rice.
Oh, but no, it can't be cute, though.
That's what we're doing, is we're doing the cute alternatives.
You lose the pat. You lose the... cheese and rice.
That's what we're looking for. We're looking for your alternatives. So these are the things we want you to call in with. The things you say instead of cuss words.
Okay.
And the things you say instead of... you want to relate. It's like, hey, let's go upstairs and... fire truck.
Okay, you have a euphemism.
Or do you say like,
let's just...
No, you got to say something cute.
Yeah, you say like, hey, there's some laundry upstairs. We got
that.
Hey, that's the euphemism.
Because then the kids are like, we don't want to help with that.
Right.
Like, no, you don't.
There's a lot. That's what parents do. You got to go oh my God, isn't this the day we're doing the taxes? And they're like,
and that's
boring. And taxes, man. Okay. You just heard her screaming, cheese and rice! Cheese and rice! All right. So we want you to say naughty things, but the clean versions. What do you say around your kids for curse words, or your parents, or your pastor, or your teachers? Clean curse words, clean ways to say naughty things about having relations. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I think this one only works if your kid doesn't follow sports very well, but you go, hey, you watch the hockey game later tonight? And you're like, what time? And you're like, oh, it's on at 8. And you can do all the planning for like the hockey game.
You literally plan out.
Right in front of them.
Yeah.
And the hockey game's got a puck drop.
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
blue lines being crossed.
Cross check. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out how many euphemisms we can slap into this.
5 minute penalty. Like,
I'm sorry. I've looked at the standings and they're out.
Get it past the goalie.
You don't want to get it past the goalie.
Yeah, we don't want that one.
Steve
hole.
Does not want it.
No five hole.
did your parents ever say like fiddlesticks?
My mom was always with those. My dad, I think, would just every now and then.
Your dad actually cussed?
Every now and then. It would take a lot to get him mad, but when he did and he would let loose, my mom was just like, just let him go.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only heard my mom say naughty words when she's quoting somebody else. She would never say the F word, but she would say, oh, your cousin, Tim, did you hear what he said? He said F. Like, she'll say the word. That's
then.
The only time. She'll never go like, like, she stubs her toe. Her toe could be, like, dislodged, and she wouldn't say it. And she's like, that reminds me of what your cousin Tim said.
That's adorable.
Somebody else said, and this one's kind of weird, they ask their wife if they're in the mood to talk into the microphone.
Which, for us, gets kind of confusing. I'm going to go talk into Slacker's mic, and then I'll be home.
Wait, hold on.
No, there's a hockey game. It's not.
One, two, check.
So here's what we want. We want to hear you say naughty things without saying naughty things. Yeah. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We're not supposed to do this, say naughty words on the radio.
Right.
But we're letting you say naughty words.
Heck yeah.
Just not the naughty words.
Right. It's the substitute naughty words, words to use for the naughty words.
Code words.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. Yeah.
Friendlier versions of wanting to relate with someone or say something naughty.
Okay.
Paul?
Yai.
What's your little substitute there?
Oh, my kids always, they grew up in the 90s, early 2000s,
and they would say, oh, snap. And I knew they were cussing, so they'd get a look at Dad, but they weren't cussing.
But, I mean, can you be mad? I mean, there's nothing wrong with, oh, snap, right?
No, but I knew what they meant. You know what I mean?
But as long as they're not saying the one.
And they knew that you knew that they knew, so.
Yeah, I mean, they knew that their substitute was all snap.
So T-Hack wanted to say it on the air, and we kind of vetoed him on it, but, like, he says the British version of the S word, so it just has the E on the end of it, so it rhymes with right. And I think that's still cussing. Because you're saying the British version of it. I don't think you can. Okay. Snap is like, you can't, nobody can be mad at you for snap.
You're right.
Get after it. Thank you. Melinda.
Yes.
Hi.
What's your kind of cussing almost?
So well, my son was 2 and he was big into Thomas the Train.
Oh.
And I used to say D-U-M-B.
Oh, you're not, is that a cuss word? Kind of.
No. Kind of. You want me to re-say it?
No. What is it? What you would say what? Dumb Thomas?
Dumb Thomas. And one day this lady got in our way on the traffic and I said, Gum Thomas. And he said, oh, move it, Thomas.
So Thomas became, Thomas is your new word for F, sort of. All right, thank you for the call. Is D-U-M-B bad? I don't know. It kind of is. Like some people, my kids would like, because, you know, I constantly call people stupid or whatever. And I'm like,
yeah, that's, yeah.
Cassandra.
Yes.
What's your clean cuss words?
What the French toast.
And that's a substitute. Yeah.
I think we know what we're saying. Nobody's calling in with relations word. Would you ever say, would you like some French toast? I'm serving it upstairs in like 6 minutes.
No. I could say that. I actually should start saying that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you would sound
thank
cool.
you. And then it'll make it more believable when you walk upstairs with syrup. Just me. Richard?
Yes.
Clean cussing. What do we got?
You know, instead of the mother blank word, I've been known to use Mother Teresa instead.
Ooh, you're not supposed to take Mother Teresa's name in vain. What's that?
Is she saying yet?
I know it's a little confusing, but, you know, it gets the point across.
That's true.
Because they vote her in eventually, right? Don't they,
She has to do you have to complete 3 miracles.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, you can't just be voted in. You have to do stuff.
I thought all the dudes got to, we can throw it out on the Mother Teresa then.
Right.
Mother Teresa! Do you know what's really funny? That reminds me, ever since 40-Year-Old Virgin,
yeah.
Kelly Clarkson has been one that I use in, like, when he's getting waxed.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Kelly Clarkson!
That's right.
You can use Kelly Clarkson in almost, because it's got, you need, like, the stank
enough
on
stank,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer. Jennifer?
Yay.
What is your clean cussing? What do you got?
Oh, we came up with Pishka when I used to work with kids.
Pishka? What was that for? Was that for S or for F or what?
Yeah, we were just mad at them, and we would say Pishka. And so now I work in an elementary school, and the kids, I said Pishka once, and they looked it up. It's actually a word, and it's not very good.
Whoa.
So you didn't make it up?
You picked the wrong.
You were channeling some sort of, it's Klingon for dumb. Monica.
Yai.
What is your... What is your clean cussing?
So my husband would tell my son when he asked, you know, how was I made? He'd say, from nuts to butts.
Oh, that's how? Oh, that's code for relations?
Yep.
Nuts
to butts, that's what he would say.
That is sort of...
Oh, okay, yeah.
That is sort of graphically describing the processes.
Yes.
That, all right, perfect. Thank you, Monica. Marie.
Yay.
What's your clean cussing?
I work in IT, and I always say, hey, babe, we have server updates tonight.
That's cute.
I don't know that I can perform under those conditions.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story of a carjacker who made it, I don't know, maybe 12 feet.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's not a good story.
Oh, I got a story where apparently a woman allegedly stole from a cancer fundraiser.
Oh.
She ended up blaming it on the coleslaw.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of, where is my, Maine.
Oh!
State of Maine. Apparently there's this woman 55-year-old woman, she hosted a pulled pork fundraiser for a person battling cancer. Oh. She charged $15 a plate for the pulled pork sandwich with coleslaw and a baked potato.
I do love me some coleslaw.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. More than 90 plates were sold at about over $1,000 was raised. But the family of the cancer patient, they said they never received their money. They're still waiting for the money. They contacted this woman who eventually agreed to meet them, and she only handed over about $600. Family wanted to know where the remaining $780 was. She told them, the coleslaw got out of hand, so I had to pay, use the money to pay for the all coleslaw.
The coleslaw made me steal from kids.
There it is. They didn't believe her. They called the cops. Oh, she was arrested. The coleslaw was the innocent.
Coleslaw's never a good alibi.
No,
trust me, I robbed a couple banks in the 70s.
But the coleslaw.
It was a coleslaw, Lucifer. My story also not from Florida. Mine's in Memphis. Dude in Memphis walked up on an owner of a car who pulled into his driveway, brandished a firearm, and said, "Get out of the car."
Oh, no.
So the guy got out of the car. Thief gets in the car.
Yeah.
Guy sees that the window is open, punches him straight in the face, through the window, causing him to lose control and crash into a utility pole.
Holy smoke.
He managed to back out of the driveway and made it about 12 feet before the punch in the face caused him to lose control. He then jumped out of the car and ran away.
Wow.
Police have been called. They have his fingerprints on the steering wheel.
Yeah,
it's a matter of time before he going to jail.
What an idiot.
When they catch him, I'm sure he's going to blame the old,
what the?
Coleslaw.
I would.
The coleslaw made all the crimes happen today. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.